Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's Friday. That means today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Heading into the weekend, you have to make sure you are well-stocked and ready to go. Beverages, snacks, pickle bar, so much more, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Also, good day to go down to Hilscher's General Store. Number is 1-800-795-9565. And that is powered by Hilscher's General Store. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. Hilscher's General Store is located 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on Susquehanna Trail. And I'm in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lion basketball team on the road. Tomorrow night, they play at Nebraska at 9. Wrestling team, of course, in action this weekend. Ice hockey team takes on Alabama Huntsville tonight at home at 7:30. And Kevin already has the playoff situation all mapped out. So let's face it, Chick's going to playoffs. That's great news. So we have a lot to talk about today and so much more. And the Kevin Herr rant of the day, 4:40 for the Kevin Herr rant of the day. Things that really get under Kevin's skin, that really bother him about the world of sports, that causes him to then go into a rant. Now, for me, I consider it personally 5 minutes off during the show. We all have our own way of looking at it. We'll come back with more in a moment, but first, above the noise, here's Dan Patrick. Two words that do not go together. When it comes to Kevin Herr, slightly nervous.
Well, you disappeared for a few minutes, and now the commercial break was ending, and I wanted to make sure you were aware of that. It made me slightly nervous.
I'm sorry. Those words do not go together. It's like the Senate Intelligence Committee. Words don't fit.
It's true. It's about the Senate Intelligence Committee, that is.
Well, here it is, the dead weekend. You know, there's no Daytona 500, no Super Bowl, no NCAA tournament. Not even like an NBA All-Star game or something.
Oh, I'd rather, you know what? I'd rather watch a blank screen than the NBA All-Star game or an NBA game at all, for that matter.
Well, you're brutal. Brutal.
The NBA stands for No Basketball Association.
Oh. You know, the best basketball players in the world.
There's no basketball. There's no basketball that's played in the NBA. I debate. Well, I'm sorry.
Let me put this. Let me tell you one of the things I would do with college basketball. A couple things. There are three things I would do with college basketball. Well, number one, I would take the five second closely guarded and get rid of it. Why?
You don't need it because you got a shot clock. In
have a shot basketball. Clock.
I like it in high school because there is no shot clock.
Nah, yeah, I guess. It's too much for the officials. I mean, it's too much. They should be watching for fouls.
Well, I'm not debating that, but if you don't have a shot clock and you don't have a closely guarded, it can be a really boring
game. Yeah, but a high school should have a shot clock.
I agree with that, too. A lot of coaches would feel otherwise, but...
No, I'm sorry. I'm not interested in watching a team hold the ball.
I agree with you.
Dang, I'm talking about for the good of the game here.
Totally agree.
I don't know. If I'm a team, if I'm a coach of a team that just doesn't have a lot of talent, yeah, I like to hold the ball and keep the score down. Yes, I understand that. Next, if you're bringing the ball up and you are trapped before the timeline, and there's, you know, you've gone eight and you're still not across yet and you call timeout, in my opinion, you should only get two after that to get the ball over.
Oh, you only get two. Okay. I was thinking two timeouts.
So a lot of people do not realize that when you call timeout, the 10-second count in the backcourt starts again.
Starts all over, right.
Which then brings me to the big one. College basketball needs to take the shot clock from 35 down to 30. That guarantees 80 possessions in a game. More possessions, more scoring opportunities, more pace.
I actually haven't disagreed with any of those ideas yet. It's really frightening.
No, those are the ones I would do. That's how
they're sensible.
I would change college basketball. You need more possessions. Now, you look at Illinois, Indiana last night. I don't know what defense they drew up on that one. I heard, we missed a switch. Oh, yeah, you missed a switch all night. All right, yeah. Wide open, Tyler Griffey for a layup. Brian Barnhart did a great job calling it last night. And that was a good basketball game. Illinois won it, pulled the upset 74-72. There are no number one seeds. In my opinion, I think we have maybe a dozen to 15 number two seeds. Now you just have to sort out how it goes.
You do know there has to be four when the tournament comes around, right?
Yeah, I know. You have to pick them. I'm saying there are not four great teams.
Right. No, I understand.
There are not teams for spots. But you will have to have number one seeds. Take, for example, Kentucky. Kentucky, if they had kept the group together for 4 years, say we've now turned the clock back to the 70s, and you can keep players 4 years instead of having them opt out for the NBA after a year, and before that, of course, they could go straight from high school. Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant, so forth. If that Kentucky team had stayed together for 4 years, they probably could have won three national championships. I'm not saying four for four. I think that's hard. You know, that's too hard to do, too much to ask, especially when you consider that, number one, that Kentucky team last year did not even win the SEC tournament. They still lost last year. They were not an undefeated team. But you don't have great teams anymore. What you do have is parity, and there's nothing wrong with parity. Parity is exciting. I think a lot of people feel that the team that they root for has a shot to win it, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now, do you still need in the sport a Duke or a Kansas, a Kentucky, a North Carolina to do well? Probably, to have somebody do well. Like that. But do you get excited about Butler and Gonzaga? Yeah. You do. So those are some of the, I mean, when I look at college basketball now, I'm enjoying the game of college basketball when I watch it more than ever. Game like Indiana, Illinois last night, really enjoyed it. Michigan, Indiana the other night when they played at Assembly Hall was scintillating basketball to watch. Great game. Last night's game, Illinois, Indiana, fun to watch. I think people just love good competitive games. I mean, you see it on the high school level all the time. You get a Shikellamy-Milton game that goes down to the wire, you're juiced up about it.
No question.
Now, could either one of those teams compete with the top 10 teams in Philadelphia? They'd get crushed.
Probably not, no.
they get crushed. Okay? Let's be blunt.
Yeah, but now you're talking about something altogether different. Now you're talking about separating high school into classifications that make sense.
No, but they're high schools, okay? They just have better players in Philadelphia, okay? But when you get to a game that is a competitive, good basketball game between two teams, crowds into it, does it really matter that it's not Lower Merion against Chester? Does it?
Entertaining's entertaining to me.
Exactly. That's how I think, and I think that's how most people look at it. And I think that's why when they say, well, there aren't great teams, people aren't just saying, nah. I mean, are the Baltimore Ravens a great team?
Now, is this all in response to my comment about the NBA, though? About great team, you know, watching a great game is a great game?
See, no.
Because my problem with that is, my problem would have been that I just don't see great basketball being played in the NBA. And I'm not a basketball genius either. But I can see good basketball. I can see basketball, you know, good basketball. I can tell good basketball, and I don't see a whole lot of it.
What drives college coaches nuts is trying to break their players of habits that they see in the NBA.
Oh, I can't tell you how many high school coaches have told me that I do not let my players watch the NBA, or I tell them not to because I don't want to get them to do some of the things that are done in the NBA.
Right.
Now, I will say this. There are two things that I would change at the high school level. I would put a shot clock in, and I know a lot of coaches don't like that idea, but I would put a shot clock in, but I would make it a reasonable amount of time, somewhere around 45 seconds. Somewhere that it's not going to make a total impact in the way you change your offense, but something that will force you to do something with the ball. So I like the 40-45 second run. The other thing I would do is I would create a 5A school. I would create a 5A category in Pennsylvania. And I think you have to put charter schools in there and private schools in there, especially the ones in the, you mentioned Philadelphia, especially the ones in the Philadelphia area, because I do believe, my personal opinion, there's an unfair advantage there.
Well, there's an unfair advantage, but, you know, you have a traveling problem now with quad A schools.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that. I agree with what you're saying.
I mean, there's a travel problem. But it's what Indiana used to do, lump them all into one.
But when you have a AAA basketball tournament and there are maybe seven public schools in the whole thing, it's not an even playing field.
Right.
Jeez, I think I just previewed my rant and I didn't realize it.
Everyone loves your rant. I want them to sponsor your rant.
You just like it because you can sit back and listen for 5 minutes.
Oh no, I think there are moments of the rant where there's a laughable insanity to it.
Actually, that wasn't my rant, but
so. What time are you going to do your rant today?
Yeah, it's up to you. It's your name on the show.
No. I mean, Lawrence always promotes 4:40.
4:40. That's a good time for it. That sounds sensible.
I can't wait. Tony DeFazio, by the way, Pittsburgh Sports Report coming up the next half hour. I'm going to bring up the Troy Polamalu issue. Kevin.
You're not going to ask him if he's done, are you?
Kevin, let's be blunt, okay? If I'm running the Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't bring him back. Okay?
There's not enough time in this segment to debate that with you.
When he has played, he's been marvelous. He doesn't play anymore. Okay? He spends more time on television telling us that Head and Shoulders prevents dandruff than he does preventing pass plays. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. the Beverage Supermarket.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Friday edition being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. It is the weekend. And it's time to stock up. On the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Hilscher's General Store, 7 miles south of Seal. On Susquehanna Trail. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. We're an hour away from the Kevin Herr rant.
Everybody's waiting patiently.
We bring in Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Tony, welcome back. And we've been talking recruiting. We've got a pretty good handle on what Penn State's done. So why don't you give us at least some perspective on what Pitt and West Virginia did. I saw Pitt went with 27, huge class. How well did each school do?
You know, I think the biggest success for Pitt is that number, 27. Not that there aren't some good players in this class, because there are. Dorian Johnson, an offensive tackle, a kid that could help out early. Scotty Orndorff is a tight end that has a lot of talent. Trayvon Chapman looks like a kid that could be a quarterback of the future down the road. Had a great senior year. Tyler Boyd, an athlete right out of Clairton, PA, who can help immediately with the ball in his hands. But 27 is a big number, and this is a team that needs depth. They don't have depth. They only dressed 53 kids in their bowl game. So this will allow Paul Chris to fill out the roster a little bit and fill out the depth chart, which is the only way to rebuild a program that has seen not just turnover at the top, Steve, with the head coaches, but turnover on the roster as well. And this should help in that regard.
Tony, the next part of this is that something I brought up earlier, Notre Dame is going to stay an extra year in the Big East. The Catholic Seven are going to stay an extra year in the Big East. What has been the reaction at Pitt to this? I know they're moving on to the ACC, but the Notre Dame thing does affect them.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it's almost like they can't shake this thing. You know, I've always felt, and a lot of people have felt, that part of the problem with the Big East was the fact that they had was the fact that they did what they did with Notre Dame, allowing them to not be all in, allowing them to play all their other sports in the Big East, but not play football in the Big East. And the same thing is happening now. I mean, Pitt and Syracuse have been down this road before, and Louisville have been down this road before with Notre Dame. You just have to wonder, is there another change coming? You know, this is certainly a much more stable position than Pitt was in with the Big East. But at the same time, there's still that nagging feeling that this just leaves the conference open for something. I don't know that I can tell you what, but allowing Notre Dame to call the shots like that, I think, certainly weakens the Big East, and you have to wonder if it takes a little bit of the power away from the powers that be in the ACC as well.
Well, see, and that's something I've talked about before, and I was talking about it earlier. One of the great teachers is history. I mean, I was surprised the ACC did this based on what they saw it was doing to the Big East.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I can think of is if it's, a card that the ACC wants to play as maybe step one toward getting Notre Dame to commit fully to a conference. But again, when we talk about history, the Big East kept crossing their fingers and hoping, well, maybe someday Notre Dame will solve all of our problems and play football in our conference. Well, that never happened. And if you're Notre Dame, if you don't have to do that, why would you do that? The NCAA football future to me, Steve, is so questionable right now. It's so unstable. I don't have any idea where this thing is headed. So it's very difficult for me to predict the future. But again, knowing what we know about Notre Dame, that never happened before. I don't see it happening again. That's the only reason I can think of that the ACC would extend that kind of offer to Notre Dame.
How well are the Pens playing, in your opinion, right now?
I think they're rounding into midseason form, you know. Certainly they got off to a slow start. I think we have to be a little bit careful about judging everything from yesterday, Steve. That's a bad Washington Capitals team. I don't know what happened to that team, but they're bad. But you have to
I'll tell you right now, Ovechkin has been surprisingly – his slide has been dramatic to me.
Yeah, it's concerning, I would think. You know, I mean, this is a guy who was just an absolute animal. He was a beast for how many years? He scored 65 goals one year. His down years, he was scoring 52, 58, 56, 230-some goal seasons last year and the year before. Maybe that was a little bit of cause for concern, and the guy just can't put the puck in the net right now. They're 11 games in. He's got three goals, none on even strength. So, you know, this is the worst team in the NHL record-wise. I know we're just 11 games in, but the problem with that is we're almost a quarter of the way in with the short.
And but you feel the Penguins are, you know, slowly but surely getting themselves into a spot where they're feeling pretty good about themselves.
I think they are. I think they need to do something defensively. They're very young defensively. That's been a big issue. It was a problem last year. They you know, their answer to that was to bring in a veteran goalie to push and to support Marc-Andre Fleury, and that helps a little bit. But they do need to get some a little bit more solid defensively. Make a deep playoff run. They have the prospects to make a trade, so they could trade somebody young and bring in a veteran defenseman. Paul Martin, veteran defenseman on the team right now, has struggled the past couple of years. He's playing better than he ever has as a Penguin, so that may help as well.
We always have to get a quick Steeler update from you. What's the read that you're on how they look at the landscape and how they look at their football team right now?
I think the biggest issue is going to be what decisions they make with these. You know, James Harrison probably is at the top of that list. He's due a lot of money. He's not the same player he once was. He's 34 years old, and he's got a back problem. He can't come back at his same price. If he's going to come back, they've got to restructure his deal. And whether he does come back or not, I think is going to affect pretty much every other move they make. A lot of guys like James Harrison as well. Casey Hampton fits into that category. Max Starks fits into that category. It'll be very interesting to see what they do, and I haven't even mentioned yet the unrestricted free agents like Mike Wallace, Keenan Lewis, and Rashard Mendenhall. Most of those guys, will probably two of those three I mentioned, won't come back, and I think fans can guess which two I mean, Wallace and Mendenhall in all probability.
What about Troy Polamalu? I mean, the last 2 years, Tony, you and I both know, look, when he's out there at the top of his game, everybody wants him, but he's not out there. So
that's just it.
I mean, have they? What's been the conversation about what to do with him?
You know, the conversation with him is not in the same place as it is with Harrison because their cap hits are a little bit different. They might be able to swallow one more year of Polamalu at his price. I don't know what that number is. I apologize for not being able to present that to you right now. But I mean, exactly what you said. When he's out there and when he's healthy, he was probably healthy for two, maybe three games this year. That isn't enough. And not only that, this team has sort of been constructed with the idea that he's not going to be out there. You know, the secondary has been constructed that way. You know, Ryan Clark had his best season this past year. The cornerbacks are used to playing without Troy Polamalu. Not that he disrupts everything and makes it worse when he's in there, but they've almost moved on without him, with him still being there. So, you know, again, that's a major bridge that they're going to have to decide whether to blow it up or not. And there's probably some external pressure not to blow that up. But, you know, you have a salary cap now, as you well know. And sometimes, you can't worry about that external pressure. When you do, you tend to mess things up, you know, roster-wise, and tough to overcome those kind of mistakes.
Tony, always a pleasure. Appreciate it. Safe travels.
Always enjoy it. Thank you, Steve.
Your man, Polamalu.
I'm not listening.
Listening to what? Got to go.
I'm not listening.
He's got to go.
Not listening.
What do you want to do?
Not listening.
You have 53 roster spots.
I know. Right? I want him to listen. Wants to go, that's fine.
There are several games this year where he played as much as Nate Stupar did. Nate Stupar was on the practice squad.
I mean, if he wants to go, that's fine. I'm sorry. Sometimes I think players deserve to stay and not get cut. And I think he's one that has given enough that I think out of respect he needs to stay instead of getting cut. Hey, we keep bringing back the same backup quarterback every year because he has the ability to teach some of the younger quarterbacks some things and to help Ben Roethlisberger out. Can't we do the same thing as a Steeler organization? Can't they do the same thing with Troy Polamalu?
No. Backup quarterback's backup quarterback. You need a backup quarterback, okay? The idea is to have him prepared, set to go, step in if Roethlisberger gets hurt. When you're talking about that side of the ball, okay, you're talking about, you know, unless you want to bring him back as a nickel or as a dime, he's not an every-down guy anymore.
And that's fine. Don't make him an every-down guy then. But like I said, we keep signing Charlie Batch to these contracts year after year, and do we expect Charlie Batch to play every down? No. Do we expect Charlie Batch to play at all? No. But he's there because he helps Ben in certain situations. He helps bring along some of the younger quarterbacks. Can't you do the same thing with Troy Polamalu?
No, you can't. It's a different position. You can't. Backup quarterbacks are expected to sit. Safeties are expected to play.
I mean, you may be making total sense in the reality of things.
Oh, boy.
In the reality of football, that may make total sense. Sometimes I think a player just deserves to be able to go when he wants to go and not be released.
Look, he's one of the great players ever. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Impact guy, one of the 10 best players regardless of position of his era. Okay, one of the 10 best of his position regardless of his era. In my opinion, you go over the last 10 years, you say, would you rather have Ray Lewis, Troy Polamalu? I'd pick Troy Polamalu like that. It is not debatable. Not debatable. That's how good I think Troy Polamalu has been in his career. But at the moment, he's a roster liability.
And the other thing is, in an era where we don't always see players with one team, or maybe even two teams in a career, wouldn't it be nice to see him decide to retire with us and not have to come back for a one-day contract to retire as a Steeler?
The money is too great. If somebody's going to hand him some paper, he's going to play. That's why you don't have that today. That's why you don't have guys staying around for a long time.
To me, this is like Woodson all over again.
The rules are structured in such a way, but the rules are structured in such a way when you're talking about salary caps and what veterans get paid. And a veteran should get paid far more than a rookie gets paid. I mean, it's not even close, but you do get to a point where you're looking at the total roster and saying, I don't know. I think Polamalu's awesome, incredible, and the whole thing, but this is it's a business. This is not sentiment. Dave,
that's emotional. I agree with you there. I'm emotional about it, yes.
I know, and you can't run it that way. Dave in Sunbury, welcome. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Kevin.
How are you, Dave?
Well, start with you, Kevin, then I'll go back to Steve. Deal about as far as the quarterback or the defensive back?
Right.
To be truthfully honest, it's a business, and you can't afford to be one to the other. You got to make a decision as far as when you get a certain age, like Steve said, you have to move him. You can't just sit in there, you know, retire as one team.
Well, I'd like to see them sit there and agree to something that says, you know, listen, you know, Troy comes in and says, listen, I realize I can't play at the level I used to. I don't want to be traded. Let's work something out, and I'd like to see the organization work something out. Maybe not keep him on the roster as a player, but find a position for him then in the coaching staff or something.
Okay.
He still wants to play. What? Okay? Somebody's going to offer him $3-4 million to play. The Steelers can't afford to do that with a 46-man active roster. They can't go into every game with one hand tied behind their back in the secondary because he's bumped up again.
Especially the division they're in.
It makes logical sense in the business side of the game. I totally agree.
Oh, you bought his jersey, and now you think it's worthless.
Steve, no, that already happened once.
Well, Steve, I got two things for you.
Sure, Dave.
You could do me a tremendous favor. When you see Patrick Chambers.
I'll be seeing him in about 2 hours.
Oh, I'll ask him that the guy that sent him that Christmas card at Penn State.
Yep.
Wants to know which village person he's going to be.
Oh, yeah, he shaved his head.
And if he can get the song together, singing YMCA.
I can guarantee you Chambers is going to be singing any YMCA.
Not going to happen.
You know, I mean, he may want to go scout some players at the YMCA, but he's not going to sing it.
But Dave, the other thing is,
yeah,
going to those six recruits, the three signed on wrestling. I won't give you a name, but say a 141-pounder from Benton, 157-pounder from Chambersburg, 184 from Kiski, and then the walk-ons are a 125-133 kid from Trinity, 165-74 from Forest Hills, and he's ranked in the country, and a 197-pounder from Council Rock South.
Okay.
So I said, you know, and like I said, what's coming up for next year is already pretty well, you know, set in the right direction. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Dave. And we're going to take a break. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Stay just a little bit.
Cut him.
Really?
Business, got to win. Business, got to win.
If that was the reason the Steelers didn't win this year, then I would say cut him, but I know that's not the problem. There were other issues.
No, it's not the problem, but I'll tell you right now, you got to make a big decision on him. Same thing with Harrison. You got to make a big decision on him. Huge.
I think there's a lot. I think, you know, Tony's right. I think there's a lot of decisions that need to be made in Pittsburgh. And I think running back is one of the big ones. It's going to be hard to justify any of the running backs staying in Pittsburgh right now.
Well, Wallace and Mendenhall, they're going to be gone.
Gone.
Okay. Yeah. Seriously, they're going to be gone.
Yep. I agree.
I mean, all right. But, you know, it's okay with you to let Mike Wallace go. But, like, when it comes to Troy Polamalu, who played no downs.
No. You cannot compare Troy Polamalu and Mike Wallace. Mike Wallace held out because he thought he was all that in a bag of chips. Troy Polamalu never did that. Unless I'm really missing something.
He just doesn't play.
Oh.
He doesn't play. How can you keep paying a guy that doesn't play?
You always see him on the sideline talking to younger guys, coaching them up.
It doesn't matter. This isn't Pro Bowl.
We're going to not agree on this one. I'm sorry. I understand what you're saying, but we're not going to agree on this one.
You bought his jersey. I got it. Look, I'm sitting there. If I'm the owner, if I'm one of the Rooneys, it is extremely hard for me to make this decision. But logic dictates you have to. unless I go to Jim Bradley and Jim Bradley tells me, look, structurally he's fine. If Jim Bradley and John Norwig, okay, if Jim and John can assure me, I apologize for the first, I know both of them, so I'm sorry. All right, but if they can assure me he is structurally sound, I keep him.
Let's get him on the line. Get him on the Hillshire's General Store hotline.
That's the issue. That's the issue. Okay? You can't keep giving. If we had an 85-man roster like college football does.
Right.
It's a no-brainer, you keep them.
You're right. I agree with that.
Okay? I think if you even have upwards of a 50-man roster, you keep them.
Okay, if you can tell me this, because I know we're coming up on the top of the hour, why did the Eagles decide to keep Vic then and pay the $3 million potentially?
That's Chip Kelly's decision as to how he wants to run the show. Okay.
Man, I was kind of surprised about that. I was rather surprised about that. I realize he wants to come in and evaluate everything, but I would think he'd want to have some money freed up to really make a difference in Philadelphia than to hang on to a guy that may or may not even be on your team come August.
This all depends on what he wants to do. He wants a mobile quarterback. He may look at a Nick Foles, for example, and say, you know what? Now, remember, he knows Nick Foles.
Right.
Okay. He knows him. Pac-12 quarterback. So he's not talking about an unknown entity. He's had to go through and look at game tape and, you know, when he was at Arizona going, okay. For what he wants to do? Okay. Unless my doctor and trainer, Jim Bradley, John Norwood, can assure me that he is structurally sound, you can take your Troy Polamalu jersey, bring it in the parking lot, and burn it.
That's not going to happen. Frame it. That I'll do.